Happy Father's Day. I've got an interesting message for you today. I want to talk to you daddies and ladies you can listen in too. I want to talk about Adoni Bezek today. A man named Adoni Bezek. And you know what his name meant? Lord Lightning Rod. He's a type of the devil, and in Judges chapter 1, we run into a very strange situation. Verse 4 says, when Judah attacked, the Lord gave the Canaanites and Perizzites into their hands, and they struck down 10,000 men at Bezek. It was there that they found Adoni Bezek and fought against him, putting to rout the Canaanites and Perizzites. Verse 6, Adoni Bezek fled, but they chased him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. Then Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have picked up scraps under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. May God bless the reading of his word. Who is Adoni Bezek? Adoni Bezek is your enemy, sir. Lord Lightning Rod, a cruel, despotic, sadistic ruler. He used to live in the fortified city of Canaan about the time Joshua died, but this man was a sadist. He would track down leaders, and when he caught them, he would remove them from the throne, and he wouldn't kill them, but he would cut their thumbs and toes off. You know, I believe with all my heart that there's been a spirit at loose in the church world, at least that I know of, for about the last 12 years, and it's a spirit of torture. Let me define torture for you. Anguish of body, agony, infliction of intense pain, horror, misery, torment, affliction, ordeal, trial, tribulation, and calamity. Can anybody say amen to any of those? Now, yes, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Jesus said. Yes, that's always the end in mind. But in Vietnam, we used to see a tactic where if one of our boys were wounded, it took three to pull him off the field. The enemy would rather humiliate you, gentlemen. He would rather bring you to such a place of shame and condemnation and ruination. Absent fathers are a great reality in our culture, but I believe a present father in the situation of fathering who is incapacitated emotionally can inflict more danger than a daddy who no one ever knew. Do you know what I'm saying? A father who is present, whose God picture is off, and who isn't quite dead, but he has lost his thumbs and toes. Now, I want you to look at that form of torture. These were kings, 70 of them. And Adoni Bezek, this is Lord Lightning Bolt, Satan wants you dead, but he would rather have you incapacitated. By cutting off the thumbs, it made it impossible for a man to be able to handle a weapon. Never again could you hold a sword. Never again could you throw a spear properly. By cutting off the toes, it was impossible to run, let alone walk, let alone stand, and maintain balance. Can you imagine? And then after cutting thumbs and toes off, this wicked enemy would degrade these men further by having them eat scraps of food from under his table. We've got a wicked devil. He doesn't just want it. He would rather you live and in humiliation and shame and dismemberment in the special needs category. Because if you're so broken that your thumbs and toes are removed, then you can't really help yourself, let alone anyone else. But let me tell you something, men of God. The enemy's so frightened of you. You know what? You can have a perfect heart and a perfect faith and not a perfect life. There's such a thing as the faith of the fallen, where you've fallen and you can't get up. Remember those old TV commercials, the old ladies fall? I've fallen and I can't get up. Well, sometimes you fall, but your faith doesn't fail. Jesus said to Peter, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith not fail. He knew Peter was going to fall. But he knew that you can fall without your faith falling. I want to talk about some thumbs and toes. Because, you know, wherever you're weak, wherever the enemy has sought to humiliate you, that's the area where special divine grace is going to be poured out from heaven to give you strength. If we could see each other in the realm of the spirit, some of us would be in wheelchairs. You know, there's another wicked guy named Nahash, and he's in 2 Samuel. Nahash is a guy who wanted to make a deal with the city, and he said to all the men, look, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you live, but I want you to gouge out all your right eyes. And they went, that's the deal? I won't kill you. I won't kill you, but I'm going to gouge out your right eyes. Well, that would neutralize you as a military threat. See, with no thumbs and toes, you're no military threat. You're in a special needs department. See, the enemy would rather scar you and systematically torture you emotionally and mentally over a long period of time. Do you know prolonged financial problems, prolonged physical pain, prolonged relationship problems? I believe Satan is more at work. That's Adoni Bezek. That's the enemy himself. Cut a little bit of the thumb, then a little bit more, finally all the way off, a little bit of the big toe, a little bit more. Do you know the priests in the Bible had to be anointed on their right ear with blood and oil, their right thumb with blood and oil, their right toe with blood and oil as a symbol of hearing from God, working for God, walking for God. Well, when your thumbs and toes are cut off, you can't even function in the priestly capacity that God has destined you men to hold before the Lord. Now, I'm not just giving bad news. I know these are images you're not going to quickly forget. Can't wait for your Father's Day lunch now, can you? I'll take the finger and toe sandwich. Thank you so much. I want you to think of these images because they are images that came to my mind. The enemy's desire is not to kill you, but to leave you alive, consistently assaulted and attacked, because the Bible speaks of the saints being worn out. Very few of us would just stop our commitment to God, but you can get so worn out, lose a thumb, lose another toe, lose another thumb. And before you know it, it's like a systematic torturing. After a while, we had some guys on our street that went to Vietnam, and they would go to vacation in Hawaii. But, you know, when the car would backfire, they'd all jump on the floor. You know, you could see people who have been injured in long-term struggle. And it's almost as though I feel the Lord. Now listen now, because this is a comeuppance message too. The last 2 weeks I've talked about, we are moving into a season where God is going to turn some things around. He's going to flip the pancake. He's going to turn the situation around. And in this story of Adoni Bezek, hold on, there's a good part coming. The good part is that he is going to get exactly what he sowed. 70 kings took off their thumbs and toes, dethroned them, humiliated them, put them under his table where they had to fight over food. But I'll tell you what happened. God brings his people in at just the right time, and they chase down little Adoni Bezek, and whoopsie, he's now in the handcuffs, and he's coming for judgment. And the Bible says that they did to him what he had done 70 times over. Do you see that in the 70 number, the consistent torture? This guy was a torturer, and he loved to torture, but God got him. And I don't know what's been plaguing you, and I don't know what spirits have been signed against you, and I don't know what your thumbs and toe issues may be, because sometimes spiritually you can have thumbs and toes removed, but we don't see that in the physical. To be wounded as a person, you don't have to walk around, you know, strange, where, you know, with a sign on you. You can just be so broken that can you imagine when these men tried to walk? They can't even have balance without toes. They can't grab anything. They can't hold on. They're no military threat. But here's some good news. In the kingdom of God, when you accept Jesus Christ, your points of weakness actually become the center point of his outpouring of power. He'll build a little toe for you. He'll be your big toe. He'll be your thumb. Paul the Apostle, this man who saw unbelievable things in heaven, he said, I saw things words cannot even describe, but he said, I had in my flesh, he called it a thorn in the flesh. He had some difficulty. We don't know what it was. Some people say bad eyes. Some people say a bad breath. We don't know. All we know is whatever it was, Paul went to the Lord and said, could you take this away from me? Have you ever gone to God recently and said, Lord, if you just remove him, your majesty, not to counsel you in any way, but if you would just remove her, if you could just take this pain out of my apostat near my zorch, if you could, and sometimes he says, I've got it. I'm going to give you some grace is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to be your toe. I'll be your other toe too. I'll be your thumbs too. But you're going to have to trust me in your weakness that the long-term torture you have endured is not going to continue. Because I want you to see what happened in the text. You know, evil people always think that they think they're God. Isn't that the theme of every film you've seen the last 2 years? There's some big wicked guy, it looks like he's the devil. Almost gets the good guy, and until they go into their monologue. Remember that? I love that. The evil people, they don't just kill you, they say, death. An interesting word. Now present, and that's when you get them. So whenever they go for the monologue, shoot them. But in all these films, I watch these movies and I think, oh my God, there's no way the good guy's going to get out. But truth wins and prevails every time. Christ prevails every time, and he will prevail in your circumstance. Now, whatever toe has been removed, whatever thumb has been removed, whatever it has been that has disfigured you emotionally, has put shame and guilt and condemnation, has stuck you under the table where you've been eating crumbs off the table. You know, sometimes we want the crumb and God wants us to have the bakery, but that's a nice theme, but we've got to have a lot reworked inside of us to really be in a position to say, okay, I've been shorn, I've been tortured long term, but I'm not going to get bitter. I'm going to get better. God is going to be the strength I need where I don't have toes and fingers. He's going to make me a military threat against the enemy, even if I am the laughingstock due to my condition. Well, God flipped the tables. He turned it all around, and Adonibezek got his. You know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God knows just how to do it. Remember the movie Ever After with Drew Barrymore? Did you ever see that? Oh, just cruelly raised by a stepmother from hell. But at the very end of the movie, the comeuppance, she gets hers. The good girl marries the king. Sorry to blow this for you. And all of her tormentors get stuck in the basement washing clothes. I've seen that film 100 times. I always go, yeah. There's a scene where Angelica Houston has to bow before Drew Barrymore. It is the slowest bow in film history. Your Majesty. God, you know what? I'm too nice to want that on my enemies. But you know, you read Isaiah chapter 60. God has a thing about his people being vindicated. Clearly and publicly. And we go, oh no, just let everyone off the hook. Loved one, things are about to flip and flop. Things are about to turn your way. All of the shorn will receive new coverings they've never known. And what was shorn off of you will go and be made into coverings that's going to bless somebody else. If God says give it up, let it go. If God says give it up, let him shear anything, any person, place or thing away from your life. Yes, you lose your identity for a minute. Yes, you're a little bit sensitive to the elements. You know how sensitive you get without that wool? And some of you have not only had that degradation of shearing, but you've had your thumbs and toes cut off. You have been systematically tortured. I believe with all my heart that God is turning the tide against the torture of his people. Now, it's true, most of us have not suffered for Christ in a prison cell somewhere in the world. People are daily suffering in that fashion. But you know, we are a people that are of a walking wounded category. You're an up and outer. You don't look like you got a thumb, he seems to have toes. Sometimes spiritually, the enemy is so deliberately and systematically assaulting your health, your finances, and your relationships. But the good news today is Adonibezek's going to get his own. The devil is going to be pulled off, and he's going to get his due. I just want to encourage you to begin to dream. What would you do if the torture stopped? Who would you be? What would you do if you had the thumbs back and the toes back and the money back that was taken? Whatever life has been drained out of you, what are you going to do? God came to Solomon as a young man and he gave him a blank check. He said, ask whatever you want in heaven and earth, anything, I'll give it to you. A blank check. What would you ask? And Solomon went, oh my gosh, well, you want to ask for long life, ask for lots of women, lots of money. You know what I mean? You see the flesh go. See the flesh go. I want a big mansion. I don't know. You know what Solomon said? He said, oh, I pray that you grant me a hearing heart that I may know how to rule such a people. Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm a child. Give me a hearing heart. And God says, because you didn't ask for money, because you didn't ask for long life, because you didn't ask for gold and silver, I'm going to give all that to you because you wanted a wise heart. I'm just declaring there are some folks that have made wise decisions. And you've had checks that were offered to you. You could have had a lot of stuff, but you said, no, God, I want you to decide what my blessing is. Loved one, there's something so beautiful about this house because I always sort of think of people without thumbs and toes when I deal with some of our remnant here. That means you've been through hard times. There is, sympathy is cheap, empathy is expensive. To say I understand what you feel is empathy. And the only way you can say that deliberately and meaningfully is if you're a survivor of Adoni Bezek's weapons, his terror. I want to pray for you today. Now, daddies, you can find a Father's Day message in this because you've been attacked like this. But the ladies can understand what I'm saying too. There is a response to torture unlike anything else. I was just around a dog recently that was evidently beaten by a man. Because when I would walk into that animal's presence, you can see that thing react. Women are fine. A man comes in, you know, you can see that. You know, we can see that emotionally in you. We can see those of you that have been systematically tortured by Adoni Bezek, by the enemy, by Lord Lightning Bolt. Sit just drop by drop, day by day, loss by loss. It does stuff to you, but in the hands of Jesus, it etches character and empathy in your soul unlike anything else. You crush that grape and you get the wine. You crush that olive and you get the oil. You crush that beautiful rose petal and you get a fragrance released. And I just want to encourage all of you, continue to endure the crushing well. There is a fragrance coming out of your life. And it isn't always going to be like this. Now, I'm sure Adoni Bezek thought he was king because he was just, can you imagine, 70 kings. He hunted them down, tore them off their throne, took their thumbs and toes off, and stuck them under his table. 70 guys under his table fighting over food. I bet you have to have a few guards around too because they could still do some, I could still do some damage without thumbs and toes. But the scene looks like a timeless, unchangeable portrait of power. But God, what would happen if we lived the same period of time as the ancients? Can you imagine Hitler doing what he was doing for 900 years? Can you imagine without God setting the boundary in grace on about 70, about 70, how wicked you could be over a 200-300-year life period? And in grace, he shortens it. Well, I want to encourage you to remember the book of Job. The devil's on a leash. God's in control. Whatever he's been allowed to do, he cannot take your life. And whatever the thorn that you have, that maybe it's secret, maybe it's something only known to you, God will strengthen you with his strength in your weakest area. So show him that thumb that's missing. Show him that toe that's missing. Confess that you have been tortured over a long period of time. And the blood of Jesus Christ will strengthen you and cleanse you and bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my dear friends right now, Lord God. We rebuke Adoni Bezek, Mr. Lightning, Lord Lightning Bolt. Satan, you've attempted to steal and kill and destroy. You've attempted to remove the thumbs and the toes of God's men. But we rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke every gnawing spirit of torture. Emotionally, cease in the name of Jesus. A spirit of torture that is coming physically, mentally, cease in the name of Jesus. We lift the cross of Jesus Christ against all of the symptoms of long-term torture. Lord, for those servants of yours that they're in the torture cage and the door's open and they won't even leave because they're so used to not being able to move. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray refreshment in the hearts of your sons, encouragement in the hearts of your daughters. We speak life and boldness and strength and confidence. We speak against all of these disfigurements. The blood of Jesus washes them away. The blood of Christ turns thorns into implements of blessing. And Father, I pray right now, whatever the thorns are represented under the sound of my voice, give grace in place of these difficulties. Give us mercy in place of pain and anguish. Give us your peace in the presence of loss. Bring your Holy Spirit down today in an intimate way, Lord, an intimate way. And your oil to wash away even wounds and scars that have lasted a lifetime. We speak newness in Jesus' name. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. We pray, Lord, cleansing. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But also deeply touch every broken heart right now. Go ahead. We're going to pass the elements out for communion right now. And right now, as we go to the table of the Lord, and you'll get your elements in just a minute, we're going to go to the table of the Lord for you today. Fathers, for you. We're going to go to the table. We're going to go to blood and a broken body. And we're going to ask God to stop the torture in Jesus' name. This blood was poured out due to torture. This broken little piece of bread was his body beaten torturously. He knows what torture is, by the way. There's nothing you've ever experienced or felt that Jesus did not take first and foremost for you. And when he was on the cross, they tried to offer him myrrh. They tried to offer him something to deaden his pain, and he refused that, because he was going to feel the full brunt of torture. There is no one who understands torture more than Jesus. But you know what? We're just his little lambs. We're just his babies. We just don't understand these things. So let's ask for his strength. And Jesus took the cup and he said, "This from now on is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new covenant shed for you. And as often as you drink of it, remember what I did for you." He survived your torture. Let's take it. Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of the torture and torment of sin. We pray now for your cleansing to be released in this place. Whatever you've done, wherever you've been, whatever you said, the blood of Jesus is greater than any sin you've ever thought of committing. So we celebrate right now with your forgiveness and cleansing. But now, Lord, I ask you to cleanse all spiritual torture released against this host of people. In Jesus' name, whether you're coming from the east, the west, the north, or the south, I speak in Jesus' name and command that spiritual torture to end, to cease, and desist in Jesus' name. And he took the bread and he broke it. Let's break that bread. There's torture right there. His broken, wounded body for us. Lord, thank you for understanding what it's like to be tormented and debased and shamed and spat upon and beaten and disfigured, and all for us. We receive such love beyond reason. In Jesus' name, let's partake. Lord, as the bread, your broken body is partaken, let healing flow to the minds of your children, the bodies and the flesh of your children. We dare to receive new fingers, new toes, new strength. You be our light. You be our salvation, Son of God. And we pray that we'll become windows to eternity where others will say, I don't know how you survived it, but I've been watching you walk without toes. I don't know how you've been serving because I've watched you serve without thumbs. But if God can use you, he can use me. Father, thank you right now that our weakness draws your strength. Give us your strength for our clothing. And we thank you for turning Adoni Bezek on his head. We thank you so much for seizing the enemy, binding him, and putting him in his place. And we pray blessing now in Jesus' name. Someone give the Lord some praise.